And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The General Assembly session may be over, but the troubling news about what legislative leaders did while they were in Raleigh is still coming out. Recently, we learned that lawmakers changed election laws in the waning days of the session to make sure the name of Phil Berger Jr. would appear first on the ballot in his bid for a seat on the Court of Appeals against incumbent Judge Linda Stevens. Being listed first on the ballot can give a candidate a slight advantage, especially in lesser-known statewide races. Phil Berger Jr., of course, is the son of Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger. So legislation was changed without notice in the back rooms at the end of the General Assembly session to help the campaign of the son of the most powerful member of the state Senate. That's probably just a coincidence. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.